soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 17, 2020. I have some things for you to consider. It's the real religion is the kingdom of God. Abraham the man was not of Judaism. Judaism was a corrupted version of the old covenant at the hands of various parties known as elders, fathers, lawyers, scribes, Pharisees, rabbis, chief priests, and the like. According to Jesus, that system had rejected the word of God to keep and hold their own traditions. In so doing, according to Jesus, they had made the word of God void and their worship was in vain. Judaism was created after the diaspora judgment of God that sent Israel to Babylon for 70 years. This is right at the time of the ministry of the servant Jeremiah. Thus, rabbinic Talmudic Judaism and all of its doctrines, written and oral, was forged. These doctrines are super racist, antichrist, and corrupt, full of deceit and the spirit of Satan. See John chapter 8 and Matthew 21 verses 42 through 45. Most people do not realize what their doctrines are, nor even care, but they should. They have plans to eliminate all of what they call Esau by beheading or even vaccines, for example. This is when their true world supremacy will be completed. After they have eliminated Esau, the non-Jews, and have brought about what they call Tikkun Olam, the doctrine that saves the world. A doctrine that is polytheistic and has a false god that has sexual relations with the entity known as Shekinah. Their diabolical doctrine also holds to the idea of androgynism, which is neither male nor female as seen with the Baphomet goat image of Satan, having breasts of a female and a penis of the male. This doctrine can be seen by the powers that be in implementing the deception of all manner of sexual perversity, including transgenderism, a doctrine which God hates. Jesus himself declared that in the beginning God had made them both male and female, and for this purpose shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, they being two shall be made one flesh. This is a mystery that Paul said was hidden since the world began, and it exhibits the reality of Jesus Christ and his chosen, pure, chaste bride. These are the foundational cause why we are enduring what is underway in the world, a doctrine that promotes chaos and mayhem through falsehood and deception. Order out of chaos, as above, so below, are some of the buzzwords that describe their method. All these things are hidden in plain sight. The gullible, simple ones, or the bad, rotten people, and the unjust hold to the lying lips. This is in Proverbs 17, verse 4. We see this with those who are following, believing, and promoting the COVID-19 social engineering project. That's evidenced with mask wearing and social distancing. A doctrine that was written about 10 years ago in May 2010 by the Rockefeller Foundation. Lockstep. Every point of the operation that's underway now. The wicked ignore this information. They are blind to it and have no interest in the truth. They believe the lies. That is their judgment from God. Make no mistake about it. Now let's define our terms. Religion. Religion is a system of thought and deed, sometimes attributed to God and or Jesus Christ. Christianity is a system attributed to Jesus Christ, though it is expressed in myriads of variant doctrines, practices, and motives observed by corporations, denominations, or independent groups. Also likely to be allied to secular government as with the IRS 501c3 tax-exempt code of the United States. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the domain of God exhibited from the heart of the followers of Jesus demonstrated by their obedience to him. That's in Luke 17. Therefore, religion or even churchianity is not at all necessarily part of the kingdom of God. Quite often, they're opposite. Nothing is new under the sun. Most often, it contradicts and refuses to be corrected, though this is the work of God in these last days, to bring correction, to bring perfection to those that call on the name of the Lord. Keep in mind the history of Israel and Judah, as recorded in Scripture, is a dismal one at best. From the time they left Egypt as God's power led them into the desert, through the times of establishment of temple worship and the merchandising of it. God had sent a long list of prophets to call them back to himself, but they killed them all. Jesus said they did not have the love of God, nor the word of God abiding in them. They killed him too. Jesus told them that they did not know God. They had never heard him, nor seen his shape. God has always kept for himself a remnant that follow him in truth, separate from idols and falsehood. In fact, Paul, a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ, said that the, quote, chosen, unquote, had obtained the truth of the kingdom, while the others were blinded and broken off the, quote, olive tree, unquote, illustration in Romans 11. Think about that. Again, Paul speaks of the remnant and says the chosen had obtained it. Oddly, full of perversity, there's a doctrine now that says the unbelieving, blind outsiders that deny Jesus are the chosen. The truth is, there was a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God after Pentecost, and the chosen of God in Israel and Jerusalem became believers in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, thus becoming heirs with him. Men like Paul, Peter, James, Jude, and John all were chosen and obtained salvation in the new covenant of Jesus Christ in his blood. Many godly women also served the Lord in the gospel. This is when fulfillment of many promises in Scripture that God had made were accomplished for historic Israel just prior to the destruction of the temple in 70 AD by Rome. The Roman armies served God, in so doing, leaving not one stone upon another, exactly as Jesus prophesied. Now, in this new covenant of Jesus, God says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All people, all nations, all tongues, all tribes may call upon the Lord in faith and be saved. This is the kingdom of God, the true faith, the faith that Abraham had too. God had told Abraham that all people would be blessed in him by the seed, which is Jesus. Paul explained that the gospel was before preached to Abraham of this truth. But the false religions today teach a doctrine conflicting with the word of God. They teach a bloodline religion and hold to extra-biblical doctrines invented by rebellious men. There were men and women of faith prior to the old covenant instituted through Moses. Hebrews 11 testifies of them. Abraham, the friend of God, saw Christ in a figure and believed in the ideal of resurrection that Jesus, the Son of God, manifested many hundreds of years later. Abraham is of the kingdom of God. He's not of Judaism, churchianity, or Islam, though these religious zealots speak of him as it suits them. John and Jesus heralded the arrival of the kingdom of God. The only, quote, religion, unquote, authorized by God is the kingdom of God with the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, seated at the right hand of God in the heavens and is working through his faithful disciples in the earth. The counterfeit and false religions of the world are governed by other spirits and doctrines. Freemasonry is of a bloodline religion that synthesizes, blends various versions of religion such as Islam, Judaism, and corrupt Christianity. It is a mystical occult doctrine rooted in Judaism and the Kabbalah, a brotherhood of Satan that has agents working through the world's order of government, economic, education, media, and religion. You can see their symbols with pyramids, sun images, and rays, lightning bolts, the Eye of Horus, and erect obelisks. They're seen everywhere. Check your local churches online and see these Antichrist symbols are very common. They are the builders that build the iniquitous Babylonian stench of religion. They hate the true chief cornerstone, Jesus. They censor him, they eclipse him, they oppose him. They make merchandise of the people and lord over them. They know no shame. In recent days, many of the deluded rejoice over the agenda of a pact between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the USA. It was called the Abraham Accords. Truly, this is a scam agenda using Islam, Judaism, and a false Christianity that seeks to synthesize all the religions and bring global government. It's underway. The doctrine of the globalists is racist and rooted in Kabbalah and Talmudic literature. Myths of these doctrines are being played out in the world today, as seen by anyone with eyes to see. The ideology to bring the nations into a snare is underway now by the deception of COVID-19. A global military and psychological ploy is in full swing, with many promoting it you would think would not. But the alliances they have show that they're part of the global government plan and what they're truly all about. Take heed. Does God ever tell his people to trust in man? Did God ever tell people to put their trust in the worldly knowledge of the medical system? To take their pharmaceuticals? To subscribe to their master doctors and follow their orders? To cut off body parts? Take various brews of vaccines? The answer is no. God said he was the healer, but so many professing Christians say no to him. God had said in the New Testament and Old Testament that he was to be heard. He said, "Hear my voice." He commands it. "Walk pleasing to me. Keep my ways." He said he would never put these diseases upon those that obeyed him, as he would the Egyptians. He even says, "I am the Lord, your healer." Leviticus 15:26. While this text is of the Old Covenant, everything in that scripture is also stated in the New Testament. In fact, we are told by James, "If any is sick among you, let them call for the elders, and they shall anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith. If they have sinned, they shall be forgiven and healed." But no, people by the droves do not know the Lord as the healer. They have other healers. And true, it's difficult to find a real elder who's not a fraud in these days, but for the true sheep, God will provide a disciple of his who's truly a mature one in the Lord, and a true elder. I speak of this as one example of the open door to the devil that people have. The Bible says, "Give no place to the devil." The Bible says, "Take heed, be diligent, because the devil as a roaring lion seeks whom he may devour." But people don't. They open the door by disobedience and ignorance, by going against the way of the Lord and his instructions. It can only lead to destruction. By trusting in a pseudo-false knowledge such as the medical system of the American Medical Association, AMA, and all of its wares, drugs, surgeries, vaccines, and now societal changes through mask wearing and distancing. It can also lead to one place, the grave. You don't believe it? God said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." His knowledge, a pure, true knowledge that comes from God. Therefore, God said, "I will also reject you." That's Hosea 4:6. Where's people's faith? How can a person say they believe when they accept lies? How can a person exhibit the power of God in their life that is evident in the kingdom when they have succumbed to this world? Do you not realize this world is under the delusion of the ruler of the power of the air, Satan? The devil is the father of lies, death, destruction, deception, murder, thievery, defilement. And if there's anything opposite the blessed God and Jesus Christ, it's the working of Satan. This is the one ruling the powers that be today in the world. And God is allowing all of this to play out as this age winds down. God warned. God provides the truth. But the ones who detest him and refuse the truth, giving heed to falsehood, are the ones getting sick and tormented with fear. They believe the lies. They do not trust the Lord, but men and women of ulterior motives to harm in one way or another. People are getting what they deserve. Ponder these things.